and gentlemen. Are you buckled in tight, your hands and arms secured inside the vehicle? And yes, sir, you might want to take off your hat. Because we're going on a wild IoT ride this week. Welcome to Fish Fry, everyone, brought to you by EEJournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, your hostess, as always. And this week, we're getting physical. My guest is Davide Vigano from Sensoria. Haven't heard about Sensoria and their smart fitness products? Never fear, Fish Fry is here to help. And did you know that they have a super awesome SDK that you can purchase so you can create your own sensor-enhanced garments? Oh yes. Let's welcome Davide to the show. Welcome, Davide. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So to start off, Davide, please tell my audience a bit about Sensoria. What exactly do you guys do?
Well, Amelia, we do two things. The first thing is the platform. So think of Sensoria as the Gore-Tex of wearables. So we combine textile sensing and microelectronics together with cloud computing to basically enable developers to build applications for clothing. So you can actually create a smart line of clothing or sports apparel for any specific activity and basically produce and develop a mobile application, a companion mobile application very quickly that connects to garments in real time and in real life. So that's the first thing that we do. And the second thing that we do in order to keep us honest is we build our own applications on top of our platform. And so Sensoria Fitness is really a mobile application for runners that integrates garments, such as a sport bra or a t-shirt with heart rate monitoring capabilities, but also our smart socks that actually allow a runner to detect how far and how fast, but also how well he or she runs. So that's what Sensoria is.
Okay, tell me more about the Sensoria Fitness smart socks. Now, what exactly are these smart socks measuring?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. So Sensoria socks come with three textile sensors under the plantar area of the foot. So we had to develop our own textile sensors. Those are actual sensors that can detect pressure and force under your foot. We position them under the calcaneus bone, which is the heel bone, and under the ball of the foot at the metatarsal area. So metatarsal 1 and 5, to be precise. So 3 points, one plane under the foot. So we can detect speed, cadence, steps, but also detect foot landing technique. So if you heel strike, as an example, versus forefoot strike, we can detect that. And so there is a very direct correlation between injuries and impact forces. Between 65 and 80% of runners in this country get injured every single year. We think that there is an opportunity to basically provide real-time feedback through audio cues. So if you listen to your favorite music, our virtual coach talks to you and provides positive reinforcement, but also can provide you with information to change the way you run so you improve your running form and reduce impact forces.
Okay, so since this is an engineering broadcast, can you give me some more information about the technology employed in these Sensoria Fitness smart socks?
Absolutely. So we have three layers of technology. The first layer, as I mentioned, is our own proprietary textile sensors. Pressure sensors that we have developed are a fraction of a millimeter thick, so they're virtually impossible to detect by the person wearing them. They're washable. They basically behave as a piezo sensor, if you will, but they're 100% textile, and so impossible to detect, really. The second layer of the architecture is our flexible electronics, and that is actually, think of that as a Fitbit for the ankle. So we have a truly flexible piece of electronics that magnetically snaps to the sock and drives the data out through Bluetooth Smart to your phone. That device contains an accelerometer and other sensors as well. So we combine the textile sensing capabilities with the electronics and with the mobile phone application to provide a holistic experience to the user.
Now, I think your smart socks are available now. Is that correct?
Yep, we announced availability at Collision Conference in Las Vegas on the 5th of this month.
All right, so give us some details. Where can we buy them and how much are they?
Well, you can buy the smart garments from the sensoriafitness.com website, so www.sensoriafitness.com. You can buy not only the socks, but also the t-shirts and the sports bra. And also, we have a full SDK. So if people want to actually build applications that have nothing to do with running on top of our garments, they can do that by leveraging the SDK. So the SDK is priced around $1,000, and it actually includes everything that you need. So the socks, the t-shirt, and the electronics. Smart socks for runners are priced at $199, and that includes the electronics and two pairs of socks. Once you have the anklet, so the electronics, you only need socks. So at that point, you just purchase the socks for $49 for two pairs. So a pair of socks is less than $25.
Excellent. Now, Davide, you mentioned that you were a glider pilot in the past. Now, how did you get into being a glider pilot?
Yeah, that's my hobby. I haven't been flying gliders for a while. I started very young. I wanted to be a pilot. I wanted to actually join the Air Force. So yeah, I started very early, and that's still my passion. So I did fly gliders. I actually towed gliders to maintain my hobby for a long time. Back in Europe, but here in the Northwest, you know, that at least on the west part of the state, we don't have a lot of sunshine, so I tend to fly general aviation aircraft right now, and it's fun. Actually, it's a beautiful area where to fly.
That is very true. Sometimes sunshine is very hard to come by around the northwest of the United States. Well, Davide, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Amelia, and great talking to you as well.
If you want even more information about Sensoria Fitness, their smart socks, their SDK, their app, which I should also point out even has the ability to compare the performance of a wide range of different running shoes as well, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. And while you're there, you can also check out a story about how Sensoria is partnering with Athletes for Charity for a clothing drive for disadvantaged youth in Haiti. And now it's time for a little news you may have missed. 3D printing for NASA edition. In Fish Fry, over the past couple years, we have talked a lot about 3D printing. From 3D printed chocolate to 3D printed machines that will make selfie pancakes. But today, we're talking about building the future. The 3D printed future on Mars. Got some ideas about what life on Mars should look like? And more importantly, how you could 3D print it? Well, maybe this competition is perfect for you. NASA and the National Additive Manufacturing Innovation Institute, also known as America Makes, and much easier to say, are holding a new $2.25 million competition to design and build a 3D printed habitat for deep space exploration. And yes, that includes NASA's journey to Mars. So, here's how it works. The first part of this competition is purely a design contest. Design a state-of-the-art architectural 3D printed concept. Submit it to the 3D printed habitat challenge, and a $50,000 prize could be yours, to be awarded at the 2015 World Maker Fair in New York City. The next part of the competition is actually divided into two sections. The first level focuses on the fabrication technologies needed to manufacture structural components from a combination of indigenous materials and recyclables. And the second level competition centers around the fabrication of full-scale habitats using said indigenous materials or indigenous materials combined with recyclables. And get this, if you win either level of this competition, $1.1 million could be yours. Oh man. All right, fine print time. Registration is now open for the first level of this contest, the design part, which has that $50,000 prize. If you're interested in entering, your registration packet must be submitted by July 15th of this year. And then you have until August 3rd to submit your design entry. the second stage of this competition with those $1 million prize packages opens up on September 27th. If you want a full rundown of the contest rules and regulations, or if you want more information about this 3D printed habitat challenge, I've included a couple links below the player on this week's fish frying page on eejournal.com. And if you win, or heck, even if you're willing to talk about your entry in this contest, please do let me know. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can also subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel there as well. I'm just saying. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's fish frying page, you can also grab our fish frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's fish frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of May 22nd, 2015, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.